everyone to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Grapple Arcade's Mark Fox. How are you doing this evening, Mark?
I'm very well. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah. Is everything still going well with Grapple Arcade?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Obviously, we were with yourself for the Love of Wrestling convention.
Oh.
Was it the weekend? It's about a week and a half ago
week
now,
and
isn't
half
it?
Ago.
That was really cool. That was really good fun, and we're just preparing for some bits and bobs at the moment. We've got a big gaming convention in the northeast. We've got two actually. We've got one in a couple of weeks' time, and then we've got another one, a big one that we're aiming for in July, which for NERG, which we're hoping for about 1,000 or so people in each day for that one. So that should be very, very fun, and we're going to do a couple of WrestleFest tournaments at that one. So
that
should be grand. But yeah, all well, mate, all well.
Yeah, and we're delighted to be joined by Shikara Action Arcade Wrestling's creator, Dave Horn. How you doing this evening, Dave?
Hi guys, how you doing?
I'm brilliant, thank you.
Thank you, yeah, very well.
So, great, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so before we get into the game, I just wanted to ask a bit about your fandom. So when did you become a wrestling fan?
When I was a wrestling fan, WrestleMania 3.
Great.
Awesome. Wow. Would be when I was when I first got into it, the events leading up to WrestleMania 3, so all of the Hogan Andre stuff. way back then for sure.
So a long time fan then.
I'm an old fan.
Good.
So who were some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Favorite wrestlers growing up, Jake the Snake.
Yeah,
my favorite growing up. I just loved his interviews, loved his psychology. He was absolutely my favorite, and then Undertaker came along and sort of had the same kind of motif, but then just started just doing things you just never saw. You know, I was petrified when I saw him because I was like, as a kid, the first time, I'm like, that guy doesn't blink. Why isn't he blinking? And then I saw him walk the top rope, and that was it. I was hooked on the Undertaker.
Wow.
The dark and the mysterious characters. Then,
I think it's, and I assume that's kind of the gravitating towards the opposite of your personality potentially. But
maybe so.
I always liked that, you know.
I was a big fan of Jake myself. He's always been in my sort of like top five kind of all time, Jake.
Yep.
As a good guy and as a bad guy, I mean, we will possibly speak about it at some point, but the whole storyline that he did with the Macho Man and the Snake and Elizabeth and the cake and the bite, it was all just absolutely perfect, and his promos surrounding that as well.
You don't see anything like that anymore. It's incredible, and I like them. I mean, I liked all the old guys. I liked Bam Bam. Bam Bam Bigelow was great. Liked Hogan. Macho Man was just incredible. You know, just those kind of guys. And then it was nice because I kind of grew up. I like to say I grew up at the absolute perfect time to be a wrestling fan, because when I was a kid, it was Hogan and Warrior and Demolition and all these just live action figures basically. And then, you know, once I got into college, then it was the Attitude Era and Stone Cold and all them, and that was more age appropriate for that, you know, type of thing, and so on and so forth. So I kind of consider myself lucky in growing up when I did, in both video games and wrestling, to be honest.
I think we've the three of us have all kind of gone through a similar pathway. I mean,
yes.
I started in the UK. I started watching, I think it was about 89, when I started getting into wrestling. When we had access to it, basically.
91, I think.
Yeah. 91 for yourself, Chris. So it was kind of like that late 80s, turn of the 90s time frame when it became actually accessible. Because it wasn't over here. We didn't have territories and the like, and we didn't have any local networks showing wrestling or anything like that, you see. We had WWE or WWF as it was, on some really strange satellite cable channels that not everybody had access to.
You used to watch it in German?
Sure. Yes, oh, we did, yeah. There was a German feed that came up from Europe, and it was very, very weird because the adverts in between were a little bit explicit, to say the least. telephone number kind of adverts and things. But then the wrestling came on, and it was in German, had German commentary, which was interesting, you know. But that's what we had. That's what we had access to. And then VHSs became a bit more accessible, and then the rest is history, really.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I watched all of SummerSlam '92 in German. So you had to pay for it in English, but you could get it for free in German. So, Shikara. So, how did you get into Shikara?
Well, I started to make a wrestling game, and they kind of noticed. It's the short of it. It was actually the third wrestling game that I was starting at the time. I did games Action Arcade Wrestling 1 and 2. Probably 10 years ago, for the Xbox 360 indie program. I don't know if you remember that. They had like a little indies thing that you could submit games to and the like.
Oh wow!
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I submitted two of those, and I was working on the third one. And Chikara and I was a WWF guy. I wasn't really into anything else, even if it was NWA, WCW. Nothing. I was just WWF when I was. That's what I grew up with, you know. Unfortunately, I missed a lot of good stuff, but that's just what I was. But I've since caught up. So I certainly didn't really follow any indie scenes either. So it was very much an introductory into the not only to Chikara, but even into the local indie wrestling scene. I hate to call them indie wrestling. It's just they're a wrestling group, you know. They're just not WWE. But I didn't really follow many of the local wrestlers and non-large corporation guys. So it was a really nice introduction, and the folks there were really nice and said, you know what, this sort of follows along what you're doing with what we're doing. You know, so Chikara is sort of known for being fun and a little over the top and not, you know, not incredibly too serious, but yet still taking a craft very serious, and that's sort of what I was going for with my arcade style game.
Yeah.
And so we just sort of had a conversation, decided it was a good fit, and the rest is history, so to speak. We've had a great relationship so far. I've had a lot of nice experiences with them going there and enjoying their brand of wrestling. Definitely becoming a indie wrestling fan, almost, you know. Probably more so now than the big guys. I just really like the sort of small theater type atmosphere. It's just the wrestling's better, the storytelling's better, the entertainment value, in my opinion, is a little bit better now. Maybe that's just my old self talking, but
well,
I do enjoy it. You know.
To be fair though, Dave, I think it's fair to say that they offer and have offered for quite a while now something a little bit different, because it's almost a half back to the sort of early 90s when characters mattered. And interesting designs and when music and an aesthetical look of a character can offer something more. And that's an element that myself and the rest of my team, we really, really like. We're big fans of the 93-94 WWF years, and nobody else seems to really like. That's our favourite point.
Right, sure.
The characters are so crazy and ridiculous. That it just saps you in. That's what we find when we reminisce. Those are the times that, yes, it might not have been, you know, the glory years in terms of what other fans perceive as glory years and what WWF/WWE perceive as their glory years. But 93 to 96 was such a fun time because the characters are nonsensical. And that's what I think a promotion like Shikara does very well. It plays on fun, silly characters, but saps you in just as much as you would with non-silly characters, if you know what I mean.
It does, and the other point I would make would be is that having a smaller, more intimate crowd almost makes the performers perform even better, if that makes any sense. I mean, I went to see a couple Chikara events, obviously, once I started working with them, and then I remember coming back to where I live, and I had a buddy of mine texted me, "Hey, I got tickets to the WWE event." He works with, you know, one of the local TV stations and stuff, so he gets some free tickets. "Oh, would you like to go?" "Sure." Now, of course, this is the guy that probably watched WrestleMania 3 with me, so we've been a long time friends. So I went there, and it was just, the atmosphere was tremendous, the production value was incredible, but I was really bored, because I came from Chikara, who, you just, there wasn't a dull moment in the entire thing, and so sort of watching the WWE, a guy in a headlock for 10 minutes, I'm like, eh, you know, and yeah. I get it, because it's... I'm not really blaming the WWE for doing that, because it's a totally different crowd, totally different atmosphere.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just found that the more intimate atmosphere produced a lot better wrestling, and yeah. There was crowd interaction. And I mean, when you yelled at wrestling, they could hear you.
Absolutely.
You know, it was amazing.
And you bounce off each other as well. You know, when wrestlers kind of they get that sort of feedback from the crowd.
Right.
It's only going to enhance what. You know, arguably what they're doing and how they react and how they potentially perform. It's much like a musician. If they get a big round of applause and everybody's really into that song, then they're going to feel it on the stage and arguably play better, you know.
Well, it is. It is. And that's actually a pretty good point. In a former life, I was a jazz musician.
Ah, okay.
And so I'd play it like, you know, a big band or whatever, and it was... really cool. You'd play the clap, and it was wonderful. But every once in a while, you could play a quartet and kind of, as you said, feed off the crowd. You know, so it was just a different atmosphere. And I think the when it comes to the wrestlers, you almost in that scenario, you almost can't not tell the story with your match. You just can't do it. So it's really entertaining.
Okay, I think we have now been joined by Chikara star Green Ants. Are you there, Green Ants?
Yes, hello.
Hey!
I've overslept my nap alarm by approximately 2 hours.
Oh, sorry about that. So how are you doing this evening?
Really good going. I thought I was going to be up way sooner than I was.
Well, don't worry too much, because this is myself and Chris didn't realize that the EST was now EMT and there was an additional hour that's been added. So we assumed that we were going to be on at 11 p.m. our time, but it's actually now 12:15 midnight. So it's worked out well.
We're doing great at this, guys.
Grab some coffee.
So have you been since we last spoke, Greenland?
It's been a couple, hasn't it?
It's been probably about a year, I think. So.
Greenland was last on your show, Chris, when I did a debut show with you for Grapple Arcade. We did our first ever Grapple Arcade.
It's the same day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the same day. Yeah. and I started Grapple Arcade last April.
Yeah.
So it was probably around that time, within a couple of months of that. So it's almost a year.
Yeah, so but later, congratulations on winning the King of Trios tournament. So.
Thank you for this. The whole first year of wrestling, great.
Yeah.
it's funny to see how far I've come in a year. Where last year around this time, I was prepping for a match against Fire Ant, and this Saturday, I'm here tagging with them now. Finally,
wow.
So
incredible.
So the difference a year makes.
Too right.
Yeah. So yeah, because some huge names have won the King of Trios tournament. So winning it in your first year must show. Company's showing a lot of faith in you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of hard work on that weekend, but well worth it.
Hello, everyone. This is the interview queen, Alicia Tu, and you're listening to me on Broken But Glorious.
So, what's it been like working with Chikara?
Oh, it's been great. They've had me out, like I said, a couple times. It's really nice to just go back and watch all the matches. Everyone that's been on the roster, I've gone through and not only tried to pick apart their outfits and uniforms and try to represent them the best we could, but I can always go back and get their movesets and stuff like that. So as I was watching, I was really able to just go back and watch some of the older stuff that I hadn't seen. And like I said, I'm just really I'm really happy that that I get to represent them, you know, in a video game format, because they really kind of are in line with what my vision of the game was, and that's just basically have fun. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned yourself, it's obviously in the tagline for the game as well, that it's arcade themed. It's more of an arcade sort of playable game, I suppose. So the best, more of an arcade genre rather than a Fire Pro Wrestling strategy sort of style game.
Absolutely.
So what kind of wrestling games have influenced you to kind of go down this route, or was it more? I mean, we can obviously list many games between us, I'm sure, that we all play and love regarding wrestling games over the years.
Yeah.
But was there anything specific that's kind of influenced the creation of this style?
Yeah, WrestleFest was the first. WrestleFest was the one that I wanted to... 10 years ago, I wanted to make WrestleFest 2. I mean, that was really what I wanted. And then as it evolved, I kind of just took from... inspiration from other wrestling games in that genre. I mean, it's crazy because you can talk about like a wrestling arcade video game, which sounds like an incredibly small niche, but it really isn't. There's such a wide gamut, because if you think of like WrestleFest and WWF Superstars and that type of thing, there's that. But then you go into like WrestleMania Arcade, where like Undertaker's like literally firing demons at you, you know, and then.
In
All
your
Stars
house as
is
well,
kind of
in
between.
Well.
Yeah, like Razor Ramon like actually turns into razors, you know.
Yeah.
So it's actually like a kind of a wide gamut. So I started taking bits and pieces, even like Saturday Night Slam Masters and games like that. That just I like this, I like this, I don't necessarily like this, and I kind of just that became my colors that I painted with. So,
sure.
And even some influences from fighting games that I've enjoyed of Street Fighter and that type of thing. But it's sort of the whole basis for where the game is right now. So.
Yeah. So have Self Green End, have you had a chance to have a preview of the game yet? Have you had a chance to have a sneak preview or a demo of the game?
I've gotten to see a lot of the gameplay, like a lot of the demo gameplay. Oh, that's the first waking up tongue. I've seen a lot of the demo play of it, but I haven't gotten to play with it myself, unfortunately. But I'm looking forward to grabbing a copy myself as soon as I can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is this the first game you've ever been involved with or appearing on? Sorry.
Technically. The first video game I could play on my home console. Yeah. I'm inside the Chikara mobile game, Trios, which was exciting to see artwork for. But this will be the first one that I can sit and play in front of my family and show them that I'm pretty decent at wrestling too.
You must be on Extreme Warfare Revenge or something like that, are you? You know, like the strategy game.
I haven't downloaded that in years because you can only book Green Ant as a champion so many times before people start going, hey, are you running your own company?
I think it'll be nice because the Chikara is coming to my neck of the woods for the first time in a while, and I'm going to be able to, I believe, have a little station where the public will be able to actually play it for the very first time.
Oh,
so I'm kind
perfect.
Of pretty excited and nervous because it'll be the first time anybody except for myself and my 8-year-old son have played it. So then again, he's a pretty big critic, so he very much enjoys finding bugs. Daddy, I found another one. Okay, write it on the list.
Stop finding them now.
That's brilliant.
Thanks.
Well, we'll need to have a chat about that because I run a wrestling gaming tournament around the UK at different events. So we get booked for like after party shows and things of that nature and wrestling conventions and what have you. And we have about, you know, anywhere between sort of 5 and 30 kind of consoles set up with games through the ages. Everything from the SNES and upwards, basically. And a couple of WrestleFest arcade machines as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
What we do is a lot of tournament-based things at live events. So we would definitely, when the opportunity comes, love to get a copy of that game and do some test out and tournaments with it over in the UK as well.
Yeah, that would be tremendous.
That'd be awesome. It'd be fantastic. So, apart from that, so where are we at the moment with the development stage? So I'm assuming we're still, are we in quality control stages at the moment? Are we still in, are we in development stages in terms of the character design still? Or where are we at the moment?
Well, where we're at, I guess I should back up and just tell everyone who's actually working on the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Game. The game's made by two people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So myself, who's the executive producer, and I was the original creator of the game, and my partner Eugene Churov, who has a company called Vico Game Studio out in San Diego. He's been in the business for 10 years. Worked on Call of Duty and AAA titles. He's the man. He is the lead programmer. So beyond that, we've had some very, very talented freelancers doing modeling, design, animation. An amazing animator we have. But full time, and it's just me and Eugene.
Long days, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because I also have obviously a full time job, but it's actually my company. I own a web company here. So I have that, and then I come home to my twins, who also require a lot of attention, as they should. So you know, my programming to Car Action Arcade Wrestling Day starts at 8:30, when I'm usually just ready to sit down and have a beer and watch some hockey, but that doesn't really work. But we love it, and so that's basically where we are. And in the production schedule we have now, we are the toughest part about a wrestling game is the very first match, doing a decent 1v1 match.
Yeah.
Because beyond that, then you just starting to build out, you know, everything. Now there's 3 or 4 wrestlers in the ring. Now there's a battle royal. Now there's, et cetera. So getting that fundamental 1v1 is pretty crucial in terms of balance and gameplay, and that's completely done. So that's why we're able to do the Chikara event here in May. And now we're basically have two things left. They're large things, but they're two things. One is the online multiplayer, and two is adding match types. And that's pretty much where we're at.
So you're going down the online multiplayer route. That's amazing. I wasn't aware of that. I didn't realize you were doing that.
We are.
Wow.
We are. We're trying to.
excellent. That's quality to hear.
So did you have a cut off on the roster? Is the roster pretty much done?
Yeah, the roster's pretty. Yeah, everyone's in the roster. I think there'll be a few additions here and there, but basically the roster's done. We have some. And I just remembered the count. I can't remember how many wrestlers we have. 20 to 30, something like that. And some that you'll actually be able to level up and unlock. It should be fun. And there are a lot of things that we put in the game that we didn't even. It sort of evolved in a sense, because I didn't expect to have leveling up and unlocking things and how we're handling online stuff and how we're handling the creation suites and all that type of stuff. It sort of morphed into something a little more than what we wanted, or that I guess what we envisioned. So it has taken a little bit longer, but I think it's a better product now. And it's taken a while, but for two guys and they're part time, I think we're doing pretty well, especially when your daughter's in the hospital for a month. That doesn't show up in any production schedules, and I guarantee you the game is not being worked on at that point.
Completely.
It's been a really fun journey, and I can't wait to bring it to a close and have everybody enjoy it.
Oh, we can't wait either. We really can't wait. I mean, it's one of the main reasons why, when we found out about the game, I think we were maybe a bit late to the party. I mean, considering it's something I do as a side business, as events for wrestling video games specifically.
Right.
Then I found out about yourselves. I got a little bit excited. I think it's fair to say. So we've been really looking forward to having a chat with you about it, which is great. And obviously, it's always lovely to get involved with Green Ant as well, because I think as we mentioned earlier on that it's been about a year, I think, is it, Greeny, since you were last on the show?
I think so. That's, I was trying to dig through my messages archives to see.
I'm
sure it was last May-ish. So.
Yeah.
You're about to have your big match with Fire Ant. So.
Yeah.
said it was May 25th was then the last time we spoke. So
yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's actually gone quite quickly.
Yes.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But yeah, I think at the time we just done a poll, Chris, on everybody. What was the world's favorite wrestling video game of all time? Kind of poll that is impossible to answer. But what we deciphered, we got a few hundred votes in the end. And what we deciphered was that the UK's favourite wrestling game of all time was No Mercy on the N64. And based on, we could separate and find out based on votes from regions. So from the UK, the highest popular, you know, the highest populated game vote was for No Mercy on the N64, where it was on, for the US, it was Here Comes the Pain, I believe it was, on the
PS2.
Yeah, I think that was the way it worked out. Which was really interesting, because for me, it was just, well, it was kind of like WrestleFest as my top three. And then No Mercy, and then, well, I can't even remember what the fifth one was. Something like Super WrestleMania or something nonsensical. But yeah, are you still gaming yourself? Do you still get a chance to play games and things in your downtime?
Every now and
then. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Was it the green and good word?
Both of you. I imagine that Dave's time is probably, as he was mentioning, when it comes to gaming, he's mainly making them rather than playing them.
Dave's favorite game at this point is the action arcade wrestling game for log the most hours online, followed close behind by his son.
You must have locked everybody by now, Dave. Come on.
I still play. The holidays are when I finally get a chance to settle in and play a few games.
Yeah.
So I just got off my big holiday video game kick, and then now I'm back to sewing and wrestling and doing all that comes with that.
What have you been playing?
My brother makes me buy the new WWE game every year, and we play.
That's all right, yeah.
We play approximately about an hour before I decide that he's cheating and there's no way I can reverse any of his submission holds.
Yeah, I can't do the new submission system. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. The counter system doesn't work. No. There's a lot of things in that game that don't work for me. They haven't worked for me for years, so I don't know what it is.
I think for me, the only thing I can give it any credit for, that sounds really harsh, the only thing I can give it any credit for is each year they insist on adding retro vintage wrestlers, if you like, sort of classic superstars from years gone by, and that gives me the buzz I want. So they've suckered me in with that element of the game, and they always will, and then I'll play it and I'll be bitterly disappointed. Then I'll go back to playing a game from that time that those wrestlers were in anyway. So we do get a lot of people when they come to our retro games events who still want to play the new game, but using the old 90s characters, which is quite an interesting take on it, when they can just play No Mercy if they wanted to, which is set next to it, but so be it. But yeah, so you've been playing a lot of, is it 19? I'm assuming 20K, is 2020K is due out in a couple of months,
October,
is it?
October, usually. It's October.
Yeah,
October.
I think it's 19. All these. I was trying to look through my my video game stack, but then I forgot I bought it digital. Much like everything now, so I can't stare across the room from me and try to figure out what one I'm playing at this point.
And I believe as well. I noticed before, and you'll see me making a silly comment on Twitter. You mentioned about wrestling figures. Now we can't end this interview without talking about that briefly as well. By the way, because the Grapple Arcade collection of wrestling figures is a bit ridiculous, to be quite honest with you. We're big Hasbro fans in this family, big Hasbro fans. We've just actually sold our mail-away figures just to purchase a new front door, because, you know, what a better way to do it. Well, you've got a big collection of Jacks, apparently, I saw.
Yeah, when I was growing up, Jack Specific was the one that was pushing out all the figures.
Uh-huh.
The Ruthless Aggression line. And sometimes the Deluxe Aggression line, real creative there with the names. So they were, those were the ones that I was always picking up. I have multiple storage containers full of them, of the big variety, that my mom has recently just told me Maybe we should start going through them. And those, nah. I don't think you know, Mom. We're on these ones.
Yeah, completely. It's been there, done that. Still am there.
It's like, ah, yes, I got rid of this one figure. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all that matters. But so has there been ever any discussion with Shakara and figure licenses or anything like that? From what you know,
I haven't.
That you're allowed to talk about, obviously.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say I haven't heard anything for a long, long time. I know with Ring of Honor doing a figure line, that independent wrestling figures are definitely not out of the question. I'm just trying to get to the level where I'm not out of the question on the independent level getting a figure.
Completely, mate. I think it's Figures Toy Company at the moment who are making quite a lot of... They're doing like a sort of a retro ECW line at the moment, like Legends of ECW. But they're also doing that independent wrestlers line as well.
Yeah.
I think it's Figures Toy Company. And the one, they've got like cloth clothing on. They're all, you know, good scans and things like that, good mechanical figures with good articulation and things. So it's good to see that there are other options out there. But so it makes you think that for collectors of figures and things like that, that's another option further down the line, I suppose, if it takes off.
Yeah.
I think the Young Bucks recently had a couple of LGN-style figures released as well, which was very interesting to see.
I had the strangest figure moment in my life today at Target. I was walking down the aisle like I usually do, just to check on things and see if there's anything fancy that caught my eye, uh-huh. and saw a Heidi Lovelace and a Drew Gulak figure sitting on the pegs.
Really?
And both of them have beat me up in the ring on a few occasions training. So I said, I'll buy both of these and they can get my 30 cents off the royalty.
Brilliant.
Now I can have my payback without them knowing.
you could always film it in a figure fed style thing of them just constantly getting beat. Upload it as a compilation video.
Oh, yes, the payback has come now, hasn't it?
Full circle.
Please don't tell me when you're in city.
I was over to my parents' house over for Easter, and I actually found my large bin of LJN figures.
Oh, wow.
I brought them out. I was showing my son and all the old figures I had. I tweeted out as much, you know, all the original ones I had. it was interesting to see him pick his favorites just on looks and not knowing the characters and stuff like that. Because I had a pretty big collection of those, and then the Hasbro were the ones I really enjoyed as well. And then stopped after that. But it was crazy going through all of those all of those old guys.
Well, yeah, we do a show called Hands Off the Merchandise that we just started recently, and it's literally looking back at ridiculous vintage merchandise, mainly WWF stuff, because that's what you could buy at the time in the early 90s. But looking at all sorts of things like Hulk Hogan egg cups and things like that, you know, like ridiculous nonsense. But also looking at the figures, and we were just having a browse through all of our storage containers and the Hasbro figure line and the Jax BCA figure line that came out afterwards that we hated at the time, but now it's like, wow, they were great. And then the Classic Superstar line by Jax, I was a big fan of as well, because it was just nice to see the characters that you grew up with being remembered, and now they're in collectible form, and you can go out and buy them all again, you know? So I've never really bothered with Mattel. None of us have really bothered with Mattel, but I think Jax and Hasbro is where it was at for us. But the community online is absolutely huge for wrestling figure collectors. Absolutely huge, even bigger than gaming, dare I say, in terms of wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really fun, and I had the ring didn't make it, unfortunately. The ring didn't make it in my mom's basement, but nor did the blue one. The blue one's a little bit better. The Hasbro one's better than the LJN one. It's a little better shape, but our video game is in like a cel shaded look. You know, we decided to go for a sort of a comic book look to accentuate sort of Jakara and just to get more of a retro feel. And obviously, we weren't going to be able to have super realistic graphics anyway, like WWE. We don't have like 3D scanners. We were going to hold Philadelphia and have everyone sit in a chair. But we figured it would be nice to have a comic book kind of style, but also in our Wrestle Factory app, which you can actually create the wrestlers and create arenas and the like, you can actually kind of get them to look like action figure.
Yeah.
Whereas I was trying to do that. You can actually get them sort of like they're made like rubber, or you can even increase the shininess to make them look like plastic. So I was like, you know what, we should just keep this in. Obviously the theme is going to be that, but if you don't want it to be that, you can actually make it so it kind of looks like action figures in a ring wrestling, which I thought was pretty sweet.
That's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea. And it'll appeal and it'll cross over to a couple of different genres then as well, which is great, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So what consoles are you planning to release the games on?
Right now we've announced Steam, the PC, Xbox One, and PS4.
Oh, great. And do we have a kind of date when the listeners could possibly buy the game?
Well, like I said, our production schedule has it, kind of finishing up this summer.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then after that is sort of some stuff out of our control, like approval processes, and you have to go and get like the ratings for all the different countries to make sure it's either E10 or whatever that might be. So yeah. Those are things I'm almost kind of ignorant as to how long that kind of takes. And barring any family stuff that would stop us from releasing the game or working on it for a little while, but that's kind of where we're thinking now. So we're hoping by this year at least the PC will probably be first. We're a two-person company, so when you release it on more consoles than you have actually people working on the game, you can't really, blast it out like you can, Madden. But we'll do sort of a staggered release. So we're hoping that at least the PC can come out this year. But again, anything can happen from now on. So I could go upstairs and my wife could be like, "Oh, we gotta go to the hospital." Huh? Okay, well then I guess it's gonna be July. Well, now it's gonna be August. Or not,
yeah, absolutely.
But that's the life of the indie game developer, I suppose.
Yeah, so Green, where can our listeners see you in the near future?
Well, Chikara-wise, this Saturday, May 11th in Philadelphia for the Infinite Gauntlet, wow. I'm teaming with Fire Ant against Murloc and the Cajun Crawdad.
Wow.
Which has been deemed the most giveable match on the card by ourselves. this one... seems like has enough players to be the craziest thing to happen that day, yeah. Whether anyone wants it to be or not. Cajun Crawdad has leapt from the ceiling of the Wrestle Factory and has been powerbombed to the floor since our last conversations.
Wow.
And is still kicking, and Murloc's still a monster, so it should be a fun time. And then, the weekend of May 25th and May 26th is Chikara's Anniversario. The 25th will be in White Oak, PA, which is right outside Pittsburgh. The first time we've been to Pittsburgh in a number of years. I think somewhere around a decade. Let me click through to see if my match has been announced yet. It hasn't. But I'm more than certain I'll be there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then the 26th is in Chicago. And that would... it's my first time that I'll be in the Logan Square Auditorium.
Awesome.
And I'm looking forward to that because I've heard so many good things, and there's so many good Chikara memories in that building.
Yeah.
That'll be a blast to go there.
Brilliant stuff. Where can people find you online? Social media?
Social media on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @_greenant_. Those are the two I update the most. If you're a Facebook user, you can get all these updates 4 days late at facebook.com/greenantwrestles. And if you want any of the merchandise from the anthill, Green Ant the Fan, it's greenant.bigcartel.com.
Awesome.
Yeah. How about you, Dave? What's your Twitter?
I don't even know. What's my Twitter? So Chikara AAW, I believe. mine is @action937,
yeah.
But that's my personal one, which is pretty boring. So my the Chikara Action Arcade Wrestling one. It's Chikara AAW. If you go to actionarcadewrestling.com, everything's linked there. You'll be able to see Facebook, Twitter, all those kind of fun things.
Yeah, I'll put links to all the everything in the description below the interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking to you both today. I'd love to have you both on again in the future.
Great.
Been fantastic. Yeah, thank you very much for coming on, guys. Really appreciate it.